broke it apart into his general appearance, and then, you know, his dress, and then, you know, his eyes and his feet and his voice. And what I've tried to do is, if I could summarize the very words I think that would come out of Jesus' mouth about him saying, "This is who I say that I am," this would be it. So let's look at a picture of the risen Christ. His general appearance, this phrase, the Son of Man. The term Son of Man comes from Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. It's a prophecy about the coming Messiah. In fact, follow along as I read. Imagine now Daniel looking hundreds of years into the future before Christ even comes. And then now notice what he says about this phrase, the Son of Man. "In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heaven. And he approached the Ancient of Days," speaking of God, "and he was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed." So John hears this voice, and he's overwhelmed, and he looks, and it's not like a creature or an angel. It's like a Son of Man. This is the Messiah. This is the Jesus that I knew, but it's very different than the Jesus that I laid my head against his chest that last night. This is different than the Jesus that we took long walks and talks together. This is different than the Jesus who said to the woman, "Go and sin no more, neither do I condemn you." He's one like the Son of Man, but his mind goes back to try to describe it like the Ancient of Days. Jesus is saying through this phrase, the Son of Man, by the way, it was one of his pet names for himself. When Jesus referred to himself, how often he said, "For even the Son of Man, for even the Son of Man." Son of God, his divinity. Son of Man, his humanity. The message here is this: I am, Jesus speaking, the Messiah, the Son of God and the Son of Man, the sovereign ruler of all people and nations, and men of every language will worship me. His message is, John, regardless of all the false prophets and all the books that ever come out now or later, I am fully God, I am fully man, I am the promised Messiah, and one day I will reign. And then he goes on to his dress.